Thanks for listening to the Friday Live Extra from NET Radio, a weekly podcast featuring arts and humanities in Nebraska, and an online-only feature we produce in conjunction with our weekly radio show, Friday Live. I'm Genevieve Randall, and on this week's podcast, I'm joined by cast from A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which will open in Hickman at the Stage Theater on Valentine's Day. Shows are February 14th through the 17th and February 21st through the 24th. Stuart Ritchie joins me, who portrays our main character, Monty, right? Or full name?
Monty Navarro.
Yes, Monty Navarro. Soren Toby is in the role of?
Sibella Hallward.
All right. And Michael Tretna is in 8 different roles. So, Michael, welcome.
Hi.
We'll talk about that in just a second. It's great to have you all here. Who wants to give us just a little synopsis first of the story?
Okay.
Stuart.
So, the story is about Monty Navarro, who discovers that he is a member of the wealthy Dicequith family. And the Dicequiths, there are 8 of them that Michael portrays, who are ahead of Monty in the line of succession to become Earl of Highhurst. And so Monty tries to rekindle the relationship with the family, but is very rudely turned away. And so he decides to murder the people ahead of him in line.
We're laughing because it's like, yeah, murder, that's right. And murder comes up, but it's a comedy.
Yes.
A musical comedy, for sure.
Heavy comedy.
Yeah. And I think it's funny. Does the cast actually address the audience itself? Because the very first song is a little bit of a, like, warning, I guess, would you say?
It's very much, like, treated as if it is a play.
Yeah.
The set design also incorporates that with a little stage on the stage. So it is very much treated as if it's a Victorian sort of music hall performance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So, Michael, let's address this whole business of you having 8 roles in the show, right?
Yes.
Wow. So I don't know if that you have to list them all, but how does this work for you? What's going on?
We've got bunch of fun costumes and a bunch of fun costume changes. So I will pop off and then pop back on again numerous times throughout Act One itself. But yes, we have, I think we timed some of them. They are 45-second costume changes. There are 90-second costume changes. There are 2-minute costume changes. So very, very fun and very, very frantic backstage. So,
yeah, I think when the Broadway, like, touring company was, like, making its way around the country, this was, like, a big deal were these costume changes that happened backstage. I saw clips online with, like, counters, you know, the little timers making sure. So do you set a timer for yourself so that you know, or are you just listening to cues and what's going on stage?
It's so far it's going to be, I think, just the cues on stage and just know from there.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
no pressure, though.
No, not No.
Now we mentioned it's a musical comedy that also has murder. I mean, it's in the title, right? Murder. Love and murder. So what kind of comedy is this then? Do we think of it as dark comedy or is it really more farce or what's going on?
I think you could, I mean, mix it together a little bit because there are some real spots where you get to see like how far Monty's mind will go into that like dark kind of pit of despair when it comes to murdering his family. And then, I mean, you also get to see the very like random happenstance moments that he like accidentally murders someone and then that becomes very slapstick, I feel like. So,
yeah. And Soren, tell us about your character and what she's like.
So I play Sibella Hallward and she is, from what I can understand, she's Monty's childhood friend and the woman that he's in love with and has been in love with. And she is a social climber, if there ever was one. She likes pretty things and she likes to look beautiful and she likes to be in control and she likes to throw her power around with Monty. And I'm 90% sure she's just been bossing him around her whole life. And he goes with it for the most part. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit about Sibella.
Now that's interesting for me to hear because Stuart, your character Monty, she's saying, oh, he just goes with whatever, you know, Sibella says. But it seems like it would take a little bit more
I don't know, chutzpah or something, to decide you're going to murder a bunch of people in your own family. So tell us about Monty's character there.
Yeah, and Soren's entirely right. At the beginning, he's like a little puppy dog. He mm-hmm. follows her around and picks things up for her, brings her chocolate, which she doesn't eat. It's precious,
that's
I guess.
Precious.
When he reaches out to his family, it kind of happens simultaneously that Sibella turns him down and mentions there might be another man in her life. At the same time, he receives his reply from the Dicequith family saying, right. We don't know who you are and we're not going to acknowledge you. Mm-hmm. So he has this moment where he just has to decide, am I going to be a part of, you know, make my life more than it is right now, or am I just going to stay?
Mm. So he comes to kind of a decision point, and this
does.
Is his motivation.
He does.
Huh. Okay. Now, my only other question is about the space that you all are in for this, because I've been to shows at the stage in Hickman and seen some very clever use of this intimate space. It's a great space to be in as an audience member, I think, because you're right there mm-hmm. with the action. So anything clever that you guys have had to work out for this particular production?
I think there's a lot of usage of like sliding walls in this show more than the last show that I was in there. There's a lot of scenery that's hung up in the ceiling so we can slide it and move it around. And so everything is very thin and very much like it all can kind of rest up on each other. I think mm-hmm. that's one way, because you have to change from a huge mansion to a frozen lake to someone's random, like Sibella's like beautiful like house with, you know, complete with couch. And so, yeah.
Okay. And Robert Ramsley, the director, is finding ways to integrate that level of kind of deliberate transition into the show. He's finding ways to not have someone hide behind a prop, but maybe move something more purposefully so that you can present it in a different fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So he's finding mm-hmm. ways to incorporate those elements, which I think are fun too.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That is fun. And you guys get to do accents for the show.
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite. Yes.
Is that your favorite? Why is that your favorite?
I don't know. Ever since I was young, I loved like imitating people. And I grew up reading and watching Harry Potter. And I fell in love with Emma Watson. And I like modeled my I would fake sick, and I would stay home from school and I would watch Harry Potter so I could fake my Emma Watson.
So Soren, can I put you on this? Can
oh,
I get
sure.
your Emma Watson accent?
Yeah. I mean, I can do the classic, I'm going to bed before either of you come up with another idea to get us killed or worse, expelled.
That's very nice. Michael Stewart, how are the accents for you guys? What?
Aye.
Well, some of the numerous characters in this show are of different ages.
Yeah, that's right. You actually,
yes,
do you put on
ranges,
different
so
voices or?
I do, yes. There's a gentleman who is a little bit more free-spirited and just sort of a lover of the great outdoors. So he actually comes on stage just saying, hello, birds. Hello, sky. Very, you know, just happy, happy, freeze the breeze, kind of a gentleman. And there's another one who is far more reserved and very much more concerned about what's happening, you know, with her reputation. So she speaks more like this.
You've already
She's
brought it in a different.
She's a bit more concerned yeah. about those things. So, yes.
You get to use the full range then of your vocal cords.
Righto.
Yes. But Stuart, you just get to be Monty through the
whole. I do, yeah. Just to, you know, the accent he's trying to put on, which is a little more posh than he really is.
Yes. Is there a short line you want to give us? Everybody else has had a chance, so I figured I should give you a chance.
Sibella, I've got wonderful news. You're not going to believe it.
Like, he sounds very excited.
Yes. Oh. Just like I spoke about, you know, just a little puppy dog.
Hey, yeah. Yeah. It's the best.
All right. My guests here have been Michael Trutna, Soren Toby, and Stuart Ritchie. They are all part of the cast of A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. And shows are in Hickman at the Stage Theater. Those dates are February 14th through the 17th and the 21st through the 24th. And we will have a link to more information on the Friday Live page at netnebraska.org. thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Friday Live Extra is a weekly podcast from NET Radio. Production help from Dave Hughes. Our theme music is by Alexios Anest. You can learn more about people and groups involved in arts and humanities in Nebraska by listening to Friday Live, broadcast statewide each week on NET Radio, streaming audio and video online at netnebraska.org, and also available as a podcast. I'm Genevieve Randall.